I'm sure Jason DeRosso, who's a great football fan who's walked in the door, has got thoughts on this, but save them, because you've got two good films to talk about, I think, or interesting films.
Very interesting films. This week sees the release of Australia, Baz Luhrmann's pastoral pastiche, his epic about dueling cattle dynasties set in Australia's top end. Australia's very multicultural top end, to his credit. He portrays this beautifully World War II. This has got mixed reviews. It's divided people. Let me first say that I think I quite enjoyed it. It has its problems, but I quite enjoyed it. At its best, it's sweepingly sentimental. It's very long, but I didn't think too long. At its worst, however, it is a bit of a sexless pairing up front. I didn't quite believe the romance between Hugh Jackman's character, Hugh Jackman's drover, his knockabout bloke, and Nicole Kidman's prim Lady Sarah, the English woman who comes out to take over her husband's, her murdered husband's cattle station in Australia and slowly falls in love with, well, not only Hugh, but the landscape and, importantly, a young half-caste boy, Nulla.
Who allegedly is the star of it. Yeah, the star of the show.
Lovely kid. I think one of the most problematic parts of this film is that it is trying to be, well, it is, in fact, I think, a fantasy for a kind of post-apology 2008 vision of ourselves.
I see.
You know, the way that Nicole, as a pastoralist, ends up being a facilitator, if you like, for this young boy's return to not just his people but to a traditional cultural knowledge is quite problematic, I think, because in a way, you know, what Baz does by reimagining this time in Australia, reimagining this time in Australia that was also obviously the black mark on it was the stolen generations and so forth, is that he reimagines the cattle station in a kind of post-apology fantasy. You know, Nicole, the pastoralist, in a sense, is an exponent of the cattle industry, an industry whose rapacious land grab coincided with the decline of traditional Aboriginality. Mm. And yet here she becomes a champion of that traditional Aboriginality, which is kind of problematic. And we spoke about this on the show. We had a debate about it on Movie Time, which you can hear on Sunday mornings at 11:30 with Daniel Browning from the Indigenous Arts and Culture program Away. Anyway, so that's a little bit problematic. But generally, I think this is quite an achievement. It's uneven. It's kind of Australian history in drag.
And the Kimberley's beautiful, I take it.
Yeah, CGI enhanced. I mean, David Gulpilil's always turning up on a ledge somewhere, looking over. He plays an Indigenous traditional elder here. And so there's always room for some CGI enhancement in a Baz Luhrmann film, I guess. Look, I think it's a very interesting film.
Okay,
good. Worth seeing.
Good.
Finally, I'll just briefly mention Quarantine, a remake of the Spanish horror Wreck. It's a kind of, it's a twist on the zombie genre, I suppose, set inside a Los Angeles apartment block that's been sealed off, and the people inside are becoming victims of this virus that makes them all into kind of, you know, rabid, flesh-eating people. Not bad. You know, it's the genre. If you like that sort of thing, you'll like it.
Thank you, Jason.
You're welcome.
Very much indeed. Thank you to the team, Julie Browning, Mudita Dias, Jane Shields and Anne-Marie de Bettencourt for a great week of work. I hope you've enjoyed the show and you'll contact us. We'll be back next week. Bye-bye for now. 9 o'clock.
You've been listening to another ABC Radio National podcast. ABC Radio National, on air and online, with many of our programs available as podcasts or MP3 downloads. All the details at abc.net.au/rn/podcast.